Hello, good afternoon. My name is Stanley Chuma from the Lungwe University of Agriculture in Malawi, and I'll be presenting on the effects of maize forage legumes intercropping systems on active carbon dynamics in the soil and maize yield in southern Malawi. As a matter of introduction, conservation agriculture on Othill is being promoted by the Malawi government as one of the technologies to improve food production and also improve and maintain soil healthy. But the problem is this is being implemented in a selection of livestock which creates like a trade-off between the crop sector and the livestock sector, especially dairy. And this presents a real challenge on the adoption of the no-till or conservation agriculture systems in Malawi, because the majority of smallholder farmers keeps livestock and also grow crops. So to promote the no-till is becoming a challenge, because there's always a competition on the use of crop residues for the conservation agriculture and also to feed the livestock. Malawi always like experiences a long dry season and a short wet season, and during the long dry season the grass to feed the livestock is always dry, while in the wet season the grass is green, so the livestock don't suffer a lot. Another challenge is on the rise of human population, which is increasing like food demand, and the area is not increasing, and it reduces the fallow periods, even the rangelands. The rangelands like have been like reduced a lot. This is why integration of forage legumes was suggested as one of the solutions to synergize crop conservation agriculture and livestock, whereby the forage legumes would be used to feed the livestock and leaving the maize residues back in the field. Hence, this study, whose objective was to assess the effect of the locally available forage legumes on soil active carbon dynamics, and also to assess the compatibility with maize in southern Malawi. The legumes which were used were mukuna, lablau, and centrosema, and these were intercropped at different times. Both were intercropped at the same time, were planted at the same time with the maize crop, and then they were planted at a later stage at their recommended levels. There have been like several trials and research on timing of planting of these forage legumes, and those were like considered also. That's why you're seeing the like mukuna was interseeded 6 weeks after planting, lablab was interseeded 4 weeks. Those are the recommended seeding times in Malawi. The trial was conducted at Vumbwe Agricultural Research Station in southern Malawi, and the design was randomized completely block design with three blocks. Data collection. I collected samples at different sampling periods before planting the maize at 4 weeks, 18 weeks, and at harvest. While the grain and dry matter yield of maize were collected at harvesting. The data was analyzed using the general linear models and analysis of variance with two-way treatment structure in randomized blocks, while means were compared using the least significant difference. The results shows that there was no treatment effect on the active carbon levels, but the only difference was the sampling periods. If you could see here, like at zero weeks sampling period, the active carbon was slightly lower than the 4 weeks sampling period, and then it decreased through the growing season. And this is like it just confirms, like, from other studies that says that the active carbon reduces as the season gets older. As on whether the foliage legumes had an effect on maize, the answer is no. There was no significant effect, treatment effect on the maize yield, which is pretty good, because the farmers can, we can recommend to the farmers that they can grow, they can intercrop the foliage legumes without reducing the yield. However, there was some, there was like a decrease in the yield when the maize was intercropped with lablab and also with centrosema at 0 weeks after planting, which confirms that the best way to intercrop these legumes is at their recommended levels. Like, if you can see there that at 2 weeks, at 2 weeks here, the centrosema didn't have much effect on the yield of maize, same as lablab here. It was pretty the same as the maize grown under soil cropping. On maize and legume dry matter, the system, the intercropping, had a significant effect because it reduced both the maize dry matter content and also the legume dry matter content. And the results also shows that when the dry matter, the legume dry matter content increased, the maize dry matter was like decreasing, which shows some sort of competition, maybe due to space and the like. And this brings like to conclude that if you have more foliage legumes dry matter, you have less maize dry matter content. On total dry matter content, there was no significant difference between the intercrops and also the soil cropped maize, but there was a significant increase from the soil cropped legume residues as compared to when you mix the crops together, which is a good thing, which shows that the system has the potential where you can recommend to the farmers to be growing, to be mixing these crops together, and you can have the residues to be fed, the legume residues being fed to the livestock, and have the maize residues back in the soil, which can work on the help to work on the like organic carbon content in the soil, thereby improving the soil health. We had also to assess the productivity and economic value of the systems, where we measured the land equivalent ratio to see whether the intercropping had any advantage, and also whether if a farmer sells the residues, where he can get any money. And it shows that the partial land equivalent ratios for the legumes was not good. It tells that the system favored the maize crop, because the land equivalent ratios there are closer to one, while on the total land equivalent ratios shows that the system which made sense a lot was the mukuna and maize planted at the same time, where you would get that 1.1 land equivalent ratio and 67.8 monetary advantage index. The study shows us that there was minimal active carbon losses between the sampling periods, but there was no significant treatment effect on active carbon. And it also shows that there was no grain yield reduction, which tells us that the foliage legumes were more compatible with the maize crop. There was an increased total dry matter content when the crops were mixed together, which tells us that the system have a huge potential to support both the dairy and maize sector by providing enough and high quality feed to the livestock, and also by improving the soil health when we cover the soils with the maize residues. There are still some questions that we are yet to answer, whether the foliage legumes can survive the long dry season that hasn't been investigated on, and the research is still in process. On seeding rates, there was a reduction in seeding rates in the intercropping, but that was not one of the treatments. So we don't know whether the effects were due to that or not, and whether there are any other beneficial grass if the foliage legumes cannot survive the long dry season. Is there any other beneficial grass? Because any beneficial grass wasn't part of the study. That's the end of the presentation. Thank you.
We have time for a couple questions if anybody would like to ask.
What kind of corn maize were you growing? Was that a single cross hybrid, or do you know the source of the hybrids?
He's asking about the type of maize that I used in the trial. It was a hybrid maize. It was a short mid-season variety by Monsanto. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah. My question is, it's not related directly to the study, but what plans are you taking to educate the farmers on soil health, the importance of soil health? I ask this because the more likely outcome of this work is, instead of the farmer giving the corn stover in the field, they will buy another cow because they have more for it.
Actually, we haven't considered that. There are a lot of crops that are being promoted in Malawi, like groundnuts, cowpeas, soya, as one of the options to improve the soil fertility, so soil healthy. There are several trials like doubling up the legume production system. You plant the groundnuts and also you include the soya in them. Yeah. So, as to answer your questions, there are those crops that are being promoted, and those technologies being promoted by various donors and research institutions to improve productivity or so healthy.
I was wondering if do most growers in this region use the Monsanto hybrid, and if not, the local hybrid of Landrace, do you think that they might be less tolerant of the intercropping with plants?
Actually, farmers in this area chose certain varieties for them to be growing. So we first of all had a baseline study, and even to have those legume forages to be used in the study, we had a baseline study where we asked farmers the best forage crops and also the best maize varieties that they see that they can benefit from. Yeah. So the majority of farmers use that variety.
Okay. Well, time to move on to the next presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.